Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year and welcome to the inaugural broadcast of Survival Revival, a production of the Free Voice of America radio services. Some of you are already familiar with the Free Voice of America text news service, which was begun just a few weeks after the stolen election, presidential election in the U.S. in December of 2000. A few of us living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, decided to form Government of the United States of America in Exile, and I was elected transition president. My name is Keith Lampe. I'm also known as Ponderosa Pine, and I hope to do Survival Revival in a journal form, that is, not regularly but frequently. So since we're on New Year's Day in a brand new year, it might be worthwhile to spend a few minutes pardon me, looking back at what might be significant from 2003. And it seems to me that one of the most significant things that took place in that year is that we moved from the historical period of conspiracy theory pertaining to 9/11, and we entered approximately last August a new historical period of conspiracy fact pertaining to September 11th. And there are two websites in particular where the research has been honed and rehoned to the point where now would be convincing to any unbiased jury anywhere on the planet. And I want to urge you to visit those two sites. The first one is called physics911.org. That's www.physics911.org. And that one has been coordinated mainly by a semi-retired Canadian mathematics professor, Key Dudney. And he's now in a position with a group of scientists working with him to say quite rigorously that no Boeing airliner struck the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001. There's not yet agreement on what did strike it, a missile maybe or a smaller airplane, but we now know that a Boeing airliner did not hit it. Another website that provides rigorous documentation of that is called 911review.org, www.911review.org. And that website has been coordinated mainly by a Canadian physicist whose name is Michael Elliott. And I want to take my hat off here, if I had one, to both of these gentlemen, because the research and analysis that they have provided us is extremely important, I would say, from a biospheric point of view, because if we can't get rid of this mind-boggling Bush regime next November, the entire planetary life support system is in a lot more trouble than it would otherwise be in. So, yes, hats off to Key Dudney and Michael Elliott. And another thing that can be proved, it seems to me now, and the proof of this has been arrived at more recently, I would say just in the last month or two, it can be proved now that the World Trade Center building number 7 did not collapse because it was struck by a couple of pieces of debris from one or both of the taller buildings, but collapsed because of a very sophisticated, state-of-the-art internal demolition within the building itself. So both of these aspects of September 11th can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt before a jury. And that's why it's such good news that we have Ellen Mariani and Philip Berg coordinating a RICO suit, that is a racketeering suit against the Bush regime in Washington. Philip Berg is a former Assistant Attorney General of the state of California, and Ellen Mariani is a widow of one of the victims of September 11th in the World Trade Center. And so very happy that they have provided that litigation for us. And there's something else that I would like to bring up here on New Year's Day. It's really important, and that is a recent article by Professor Michel Chosudovsky, who, by the way, is also Canadian. It might sound like I'm a Canadian just blowing Canadian horns, but I happen to be a U.S. citizen. But you have these three impressive people up there doing extremely important work. Michel Chosudovsky has one of my favorite, more general websites called www.globalresearch.ca. And you'll find, if you go there, that he's got things, he's got a list of articles dated in reverse chronological order. And you'll find this piece probably dated somewhere between December 29 and December 31. I don't remember the title at the moment, but it deals with the use of so-called HAARP, this high-altitude gadget up in Alaska that can be turned on and, according to Professor Chosudovsky, can be used selectively to wipe out a certain region of the planet's food supply by causing floods or droughts. And there has even been speculation in the last few months that the devastating heat wave and drought in France was punishment from the Americans because the French would not back the American invasion of Iraq. Now, I want to emphasize that was just speculation. I don't know whether that's true. But I think that Professor Chosudovsky's article stands on firmer ground in terms of the potential use of HAARP, and it's very important to take a look at that. It raises certain ominous questions. We have to wonder whether the people who are keeping carbon dioxide levels very high in the atmosphere have another reason besides the desire to keep petroleum profits also very high. The second reason they might have is that they're aware that by keeping carbon dioxide levels high, by perhaps using HAARP to create additional extreme weather events, by perhaps using chemtrails to create additional extreme weather events, they might be able to wipe out so many family farmers that they can, in effect, take control of the entire food supply of this planet, beginning with the seed and going all the way through to the retail food outlets. Let's hope that that's not what's going down, but there are certain indications that that may be so. Certainly, the carbon dioxide levels alone, combined with methane and other greenhouse gases and also certain particulates, if you extrapolate from what they're doing now in 2004, you end up with a complete disaster before the end of the century. Many, many millions of years ago, about 90% of the species on this planet were totally wiped out by an increase of 6 degrees Celsius. But recently, a group of very respectable climate scientists met in Europe and extrapolated that at current rates of increase in the frequency of extreme weather events, we're going to be dealing with an increase of 7 to 10 degrees by the end of this century. So, yes, it is survival revival time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's revive our interest in survival and get out there and make it happen, because if we remain passive, the statistics are now indicating, the databases are indicating strongly that we're going to be wiped out. Let's certainly hope not. Now, I'd like to end this particular show or program on a more positive note and talk about a group called Move On. The website is moveon.org, and they have a very interesting thing going. I saw a release on the Internet just yesterday that recently they sponsored, I believe the figure was, I'm doing this from memory, 2,667 house parties scattered all over the United States, where people came together, most of them not activists, but just neighbors who were curious, to see a film called Uncovered, which documents all of the various lies that the Bush regime told us and told people overseas in an effort to seem justified in their invasion of Iraq. And I think it's great to use the house party as a way of introducing this information, because the house party can be such a pleasant occasion that it allows people to absorb bad news without getting bummed out emotionally, allows them to absorb bad news gracefully. I think there's going to be a lot more bad news during 2004, and I think we have to learn how to absorb it and keep going rather than absorb it, become demoralized, and go passive again. So hats off to MoveOn.org for the use of the house party. What I hope now is that there can be other house parties where people get together and learn that the Bush regime has not been merely lying, but has in fact been plotting, been conspiring. And that can be documented in the context of September 11th. As I said before, we can prove that no Boeing struck the Pentagon. We can prove that World Trade Center 7 collapsed because of a sophisticated, controlled demolition. And so the question for these people at the house parties to raise with the Bush regime is, why did you tell us that a Boeing struck the Pentagon September 11th? Why did you tell us that the World Trade Center building number 7 collapsed because it was hit by debris? And so, anyway, let's hope that through the use of the house party, we can galvanize a wide community of people determined to take back American freedom from this horrendous Bush regime, this horrendous Bush junta. And I want to leave it on that note for now. I will be posting other journal entries, if you will, sometime soon. I expect I'll do a few a week, but would rather avoid committing to a tight schedule. Unless there is a radio station out there that would like to do this on a regular basis, then I probably would get myself on a schedule. So thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to getting together again when I can put some more interesting stuff together for you. All right.